钉钉处在希伯来书第四章十四到十六节。
We'll first read two passages in Scripture, the first in Hebrews chapter 4, 14 to 16.
我们既然有一位已经升入高天尊荣的大祭司，就是神的儿子耶稣，便当持定所承认的道。
Therefore, since we have a great high priest who has passed through the heavens, Jesus, Son of God, let us hold fast our confession.
因我们的大祭司并非不能体恤我们的软弱，他也曾凡事受过试探，与我们一样，只是他没有犯罪。
For we do not have a high priest who cannot sympathize with our weaknesses, but one who has been tempted in all things as we are, yet without sin.
所以我们只管坦然无惧地来到施恩的宝座前，我要得连续蒙恩惠，做随时的帮助。
Therefore, let us draw near with confidence to the throne of grace, so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help in time of need.
然后第五章七到九节。
Now, chapter 5, verses 7 to 9.
基督在肉体的时候，既大声哀哭，流泪祷告。恳求那能救他免死的主，就因他的虔诚蒙了应允。他虽然为儿子，还是因所受的苦难学了顺从。他既得以完全，就为凡顺从他的人成了永远得救的根源。
In the days of his flesh, he offered up both prayers and supplications with loud crying and tears to the one able to save him from death, and he was heard because of his piety.Although he was a son, he learned obedience from the things which he suffered, and having been made perfect, he became to all those who obey him the source of eternal salvation. Let's have a word of prayer.
我们感谢赞美你，再次借着你的爱子，我们的大祭司主耶稣基督，能够来到你的面前。
Father, we thank you that once again, by your beloved Son, the great high priest, who can come before you.
开我们里面的眼睛，让我们看见父在你爱子耶稣基督里面所要赐下的恩典是何等样的丰富。
Father, open our eyes that we may see how great is the grace that you have bestowed upon us through your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们所得的救恩是有何等的确据。
And indeed, how sure is our salvation.
让我们能够随时随地来到他的面前，借着我们的主来到父的面前，求得连续蒙恩惠，能够做随时的帮助。
That indeed that we can draw near to the throne of grace so that we may receive mercy and find a grace to help in time of need.
祷告奉主的名。
So we pray this in our Lord's name.
Amen.疫情好像才过去没多久哈，我们好像已经很生疏在线上聚会了。
So, COVID happened a while ago, and we find ourselves back online today.
但是想到在疫情以前，如果下雪的话，我们就要停止聚会了，这是要常常感恩了，常不住的谢恩。
And indeed, before COVID, if there was a snow day, we'd have to cancel church entirely. So we ought to give thanks.
那在希伯来书里面，我们看见神把他的爱子耶稣基督呈现在我们的面前，他是何等样的荣美。
And so in Hebrews, we are shown how beautiful our Lord Jesus is.
在天上，他不但远超过众天使。
And indeed, he is far better than all the angels.
那么在地上，他也在远超过世上神所兴起一切的仆人。
And on earth, he is greater than all the servants that God had raised up.
特别是以色列人所特别尊重的摩西啊，他在神的全家承担尽忠。嗯。
And especially amongst the Israelites, Moses, Christ is indeed over God's house even more than Moses.
但是摩西呢，只是以仆人的身份来在神的家中，那个进居室的。
But Moses was a servant in the house of God.
但是呢，基督呢，是以神的儿子的身份来治理神的家。
But Christ is over God's house as a son.
所以我们在神的家中呢，我们要看见主在掌管一切，他在治理一切。
So we need to see this reality of how Christ indeed has control in God's house.
那我在我们里面要需要学习的一件事，就是在他里面有安息。
And the lesson we need to learn is how to find rest in Christ.
希伯来书第三章第四章呢，我们看见要进入主的安息呢，必须要学的三件事情。
And we see in Hebrews chapter 3 that if we want to enter into God's rest, that there are three things.
第一个是我们要有信心，相信，知道神的儿子他在治理。
So first we need to have faith to fully trust in him and trust in his control.
第二个我们要学的顺从就是要顺从。
And then the second thing we need to learn is obedience. So we need to obey.
那我们主他怎么样吩咐我们就怎么样行。
And so whatever the Lord commands, that is how we act.
那么他也花很多的篇幅让我们看见了出要进入安息还有一件事情很重要。
And he also shows that in order to enter into this rest, there is also another thing that is important.
就是要学习歇了自己的工。
That is to cease from our own works.
那很多时候我们一面做主的工我们一面也做我们自己的工。
So oftentimes we do the work of God, but we also do our own work.
我们发觉呢，要歇下自己的工啊，何等样的不容易啊！
And resting from our own works we find is a difficult thing for us to do.
因为我们常常分不清楚什么是出自于灵的，什么是出自于魂的。
And because oftentimes we struggle to discern what comes from the spirit, what comes from the soul.
什么时候呢？是出自于那个属天的那个新的生命，什么是出于我们的旧造？
Or what comes from heaven as part of this new creation, or what comes from the old man?
所以感谢主啊，他把他的话赐给我们。
So we thank the Lord that He gives us His word.
他说神的道是活泼，是有功效的，比一切两刃的剑更快。
And he says that that the Lord is like a double-pierced sword.
那我们常常来读主的话呢，主的话帮助我们啊，把怎么样把魂灵与魂能够分开，把旧造跟新造能够分开，让我们能够认识什么是属天的，什么是属地的。
And so God gives us this two-edged sword that we may see the division of soul and spirit, that we may see what is of heaven and what is not.
所以我们能够常常来读主的话呢，是吧？主的话帮助我们啊，让我们呢能够认识自己，也认识什么是那个属天的事情。
So we need to often go to God's word so that we may see what is truly of Him and what is of ourselves.
就像我们上一次交通啊，在那个雅各书里面，他说呢，我们如果来听到主的话，来到主面前的话，就好像来到一个镜子面前一样啊。
Just as we shared last time in James that. When we go to the Word of God, it's as if going before a mirror. And indeed, when we hear the Word, it is as if we go before a mirror and see our natural face.
所以呢，我们如果常常读主的话呢，虽然我们说我们还不能够说我们已经尽了完全。但是呢，主的话呢，让我们非常的真实面对我们自己。
And so when we go before God's word, even though we have not entered into perfection yet we can see the true selves in that moment.
因为主的话呢，让我们呢在他面前呢是赤露敞开啊，没有一点能够隐藏的。
And for indeed, before the word, we are laid bare to the eyes of the Lord.
因着有这样子认清楚的认识呢，我们就能够把属地的放下，好，我们就专注那属天的。
And so because we have this clear view, then we know what we ought to put down.
但是呢，我们的经验也告诉我们呢，在我把我们自己赤露敞开啊，并不是一件很愉快的事情。
But we know that seeing ourselves being laid bare is not a joyful thing sometimes.
我们在人面前呢，那个 常常会有一些保留哈，甚至我们会带一些面具，又不太能够让别人，也不愿意让别人这么清楚的看认识我这个人。
For example, if you consider how we are for other people, oftentimes we mask ourselves or we do things to prevent our true selves from being revealed.
因为我们这个人呢，够不上哈，能够在这面前能够赤裸敞开的。
Because we do not dare to lay bare ourselves to others.
来到主面前呢，我们的感觉如何呢？
But what is our feeling when we come before the Lord?
一面呢，我们知道来到主面前，我们没有什么可以隐藏的哈。
We know that before God, there is nothing that we can hide.
但是呢，我们呢总是那样子的。不自在，因为我们呢，在那个来到主面前，主把我们光照我们，我们还看见的，常常是看见我们败坏、失败的那一面。
And we are sometimes ashamed because we know that the cell, the part of us that is revealed is the parts of failure and shame.
我们就算是看见了、认识了，我们也改不了。
And so even if we see it and recognize it, we can't change it.
也就这就为什么在雅各书那边说人来到主话就面前的时候看了自己的本相像镜子一样看见走后随即就忘了。
And that's why it says in James that it is like a man who looks at his natural face in a mirror and once he has looked at himself and gone away, he has immediately forgotten what kind of person he was.
看见自己的本相只是第一步，那下一步呢？我们怎么办呢？
So seeing our natural self is the first step. What is the second step?
那么在第四章第十四节那边呢，中文少了一个字哈，叫做 therefore， 啊是因此哈。我们既然有一位已经升入高天尊荣的大祭司。
And so, in the verse 14 in chapter 4, it's important to take note of the word therefore. It says, therefore, since we have a great high priest who has passed through the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God.
那么主的话，这让我们在主面前的赤裸敞开之后呢，他告诉我们，我们大祭司要再继续带领我们往前去。
And so after we ourselves are laid bare to the eyes of the Lord, it then talks about how we have this great high priest.
那么所以呢，我们并就当持定所承认的道。
And so we need to hold fast to the confession.
那么当神的话把我们的本相显露的时候，那么我们还不是靠自己来改正哈，能够把它那个纠正过来。
And so when our natural self is revealed, we do not rely on ourselves to change.
如果呢我们靠着自己想要去改的话，就发现只有失败，只有软弱，我们呢我们就灰心了。
Because if we depend on ourselves to change, then we will recognize that there is only failure and lose heart.
那么主把我们呢在他面前敞开，是因为他要进一步的帮助我们、扶持我们。
And so we lay ourselves bare to the eyes of the Lord, so to go deeper into that step where we can receive His help.
那么我们在世上常常会经历一些软弱哈，经历一些难处。
And so oftentimes, on this earth, we will encounter difficulties and weakness.
那么有人来帮助我们的话，我们是里头非常的喜乐啊。
And if we have someone who can help us through these, we are filled with joy.
但是哪些人能够对我们有那个最深刻、最直接的帮助呢？
But who is it that can know ourselves deeply and be our greatest help?
那么常常是那些跟我们有同样过经历的人。
It is often those who have shared those same experiences as us.
如果有一个人他那个生过的病跟我生今天所患的病是一样的话呢，我好像更能够彼此跟我连接在一起。
For example, if someone is suffering through an illness, then if someone else has gone through that same illness, it seems that those than the person suffering can feel more help from that other person.
如果我现在今天失业了，那有一个弟兄他来，他曾经失业过。他把他对他的经历跟我一起分享，我发觉里头我们有很多的话可以谈。
Or, for example, if I lost my job today, then another brother who has also lost his job in the past and has now come to talk to me about it, I feel like there could be much to talk about and sympathize over.
那么我们呢，来信主的时候呢，我们的经历是什么呢？
And so when we believe in the Lord, what is our experience?
当初我们为什么相信主呢？
Why did we believe in the Lord in the beginning?
就是我们听了福音之后，我们呢，相信自己是个罪人，那么主耶稣基督，他是神的儿子，他的血洗净了我的罪。
So when we first hear the gospel, we recognize that we are sinners and that the blood of the Lord has cleansed our sins.
那么我相信的主在将来就不再受不会受神的审判啊，我们呢要脱离永远的那个刑罚。
And we believe in the Lord, and we know that when we do that, we are secure from the wrath of the Father and His judgment.
同时呢，我们也知道，一旦信主之后，很多的难处都可以带到主面前来。
And we know that after we believe in the Lord, we can bring many of our difficulties before Him.
因为我们相信呢，他是就是那位神哈，就是创造宇宙万物的神，他有绝对的能力把我从苦难当中拯救出来。
For we know that He is the God of all creation, and that He can bring us of whatever difficulty we are in.
确实呢，当我们刚刚信主的时候，那碰见难处，我们祷告，哎，这主就常常听哈，特别是刚刚信主的人，他好像祷告这个主特别垂顾啊。
And so there is this fervor in the beginning when we first believe, and even the prayers of new believers, there seems to be an extra fervency about it.
那么当我们信主的年纪慢慢久了，
but as the years of our faith grows,
我们发觉呢，我们的神听我们祷告的那个时间越来越长了。
And then it sometimes feels that the time it takes for the Lord to hear our prayer gets longer and longer.
甚至呢，有的时候是几个礼拜、几个月、几年的，好像神都还没有听我们的祷告。
It may seem that it has been weeks, months, or even years, and that the Lord has not heard our prayer.
甚至呢，有时候我们觉得很灰心啊，我们觉得那个很沉重，因为我们的难处一直没有得到解决。
And then we would be very disheartened, or our hearts may feel very heavy because our difficulty has not yet been resolved.
那我里面就会在想啊，我的主真的是听我的祷告吗？我的主真的能够知道我现在所处的处境吗？
And then inside we would feel, does the Lord really know our struggles? Does He really know what we are going through?
如果我的主他知道我现在所经过的难处是这么样的沉重啊，我这么的已经要担不下去，我的主为什么不来救我？
And we will say, if the Lord truly knows the situation we are in and how heavy our burden is, why would He not come and save me?
我发觉呢，我们对主的认识啊，好像缺乏了很多。
And in that moment, we would feel that we do not know our Lord well.
这边他说呢，我们的大祭司呢，并非不能体恤我们的软弱哈，因为他也凡事受过试探，与我们一样，只是他没有犯罪。
It says here in Hebrews 4:15, For we do not have a high priest who cannot sympathize with our weaknesses, but one who has been tempted in all things as we are, yet without sin.
这里说呢，我们的主啊，他在凡事上，一切的事上，他都受过试探。
And here it says that in all things as we are, that Christ has been tempted.
没有一样我们今天所经历的事情的软弱，我们的主他不晓得的，他没有经历过的。
And there's nothing that we have experienced today that the Lord Himself did not experience.
所以呢，我们就发觉可能还需要再多来思想一下我们主在地上哈，他为我们所经历过的。
And so we ought to consider even more deeply how the Lord lived on earth.
那么在旷野的时候呢，他受到魔鬼的试探。
We know that in the wilderness.Our Lord was tempted by the devil.
那么他禁食四十昼夜，肚子饿了，那个试探人的前来的就来试探他。
You know that after 40 days, our Lord was hungry, and that's when the tempter came.
那么他是先从他的肉身上的需要来试探他，说你若是神的儿子，可以叫这些石头变成食物啊。
And so the first temptation was from the bodily aspect. He says that, you know, if you are Son of God, command that these stones become bread.
然后呢，他要从他的魂里头来试探他，把他带到殿顶上，跟他说：“你若是神的儿子，可以跳下去，因为他必要拖他的石子要拖着你的脚，免得你碰在石头上。”
And then the tempter also tempts the Lord from a soul aspect at the temple, saying that if you are a son of God, throw yourself down, for it is written, He will give His angels orders concerning you, and on their hands they will lift you up, so that you do not strike your foot against the stone.
那最后呢，他把他带到一个最高的山上，他在灵里头试探他，说你若拜我呢，我就把这一切都给你。
And then he also tempts the Lord's spirit, saying that all these things I'll give you if you fall down and worship me.
那么这三方面的试探呢，主都是用神的话来那个回应啊，那个击败的仇敌。
And so in response to these three temptations, the Lord uses the word of God.
那么对的身体上的需要，他说人活着不是单靠食物，乃是要靠神口里所出的一切话。
So when it comes to the temptation of the body, the Lord says, man should not live on bread alone, but on every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God.
那对的魂里的试探，他说你不可以试探主你的神。
In response to the temptation of the soul, the Lord says, you should not put the Lord your God to the test.
那对的灵的试探呢，他回答说呢，当拜主你的神，但要侍奉他。
And in response to the temptation of the Spirit, the Lord says, You shall worship the Lord your God and serve Him only.
那么在路加福音告诉我们说呢，当魔鬼用了一切试探之后呢，就暂时离开了耶稣。
And so in Luke chapter 4, it says that when the devil had finished every temptation, he left him until an opportune time.
那么的英文的翻译非常好，要再等到一个更合适的时间，要再来试探他。
So the English translation seems to indicate that the devil is waiting for an opportune time to come to tempt the Lord again.
在旷野的试探只不过是一个前奏哈，是一个序曲啊，后面呢还有一连串的试探要连着啊，要面对。
And so it seems that the temptation in the wilderness is but a prelude or prologue to the temptation that Satan wants to do.
那确实在后来三年半的时间呢，他借着他的仇敌啊，借着这个周围的人啊，那许许多的试探临到我们的主。
And so indeed, in the 3.5 years of the Lord's ministry, whether through the opposition or the people around him, there were many temptations facing our Lord.
在该撒利亚，在腓立比那里啊，这个主问他的门徒说：“人说我人子是谁呀？”
And so, for example, in Matthew 16, at Caesarea Philippi, when the Lord asked his disciples, Who do people say the Son of Man is?
那么彼得说呢，你是基督，是永生神的儿子。
Simon Peter says that you are the Christ, the Son of the living God.
那么主就称许他说了，这个不是你自己有的哈，是我的父启示你的哈。
And so the Lord says that Peter did not come to this realization by himself, but that the Father gave this revelation to him.
对呢，彼得有非常高的期许。
And so he has this great words to share with Peter.
那么这接着呢，这耶主呢，他就启示他们哈，说人只要上耶路撒冷去，要受这个长老、文士、祭司长、文士的害，他要被杀，第三天然后第三天要从死里复活。
And then the Lord began to show his disciples that he must go to Jerusalem and suffer many things from the elders and chief priests and scribes and be killed and be raised on the third day.
那么这是彼得呢，就拉着他哈，就劝他说：“这主啊，千万不可以啊，这是绝对不能临到你身上。”
And so Peter took the Lord aside and began to rebuke him, saying, "God forbid it, Lord. This shall never happen to you."
那么主就斥责他说：“撒旦，退我后边去吧！啊，因为只是体贴人的意思，不体贴神的意思。”
But the Lord says to Peter, "Get behind me, Satan," because Peter was setting his mind on God's interests, not on God's interests, but man's.
这是一路上啊，那个仇敌就是千方百计的哈，要来试探我们的主。
And so throughout the Lord's ministry, Satan uses every means to try to tempt our Lord.
那么也许我们说这主在2000年以前他所碰见的事情跟我们今天碰见的事情不一样啊。
And so we may think that what the Lord experienced 2,000 years ago is different from the temptations we face today.
但是不管哪一个试探哪一个层次的那个仇敌的攻击都是到了那个最深处哈这个最最激烈的地方。
But no matter what the temptation is or the levels of severity of the temptation, Satan has tempted our Lord to the uttermost limit.
那么在旷野四十年对吧禁食四十天之后啊那个肚子饿了这是很自然的一件事情哈这个我们没有一个人能够经得起的。
So when our Lord fasted 40 days, Satan came to tempt his body, and for us, that is something that we cannot overcome.
那我们身体也遭遇许多的试探呢，身体是有很多的需要，但是呢，没有可能都比不上哈、啊，在那个禁食四十昼夜之后啊，那么、啊、他受到那个试探来的更加的厉害。
And so we may face many.Physical bodily temptations, but it cannot amount to our Lord fasting for 40 days and then being tempted by the devil.
那么当他被带到那个殿的顶端的时候呢，那底下是许许多多的来敬拜神的人。
Or when the Lord was brought to the pinnacle of the temple and there was a crowd of worshippers down below.
如果他那跳下去啊，那个毫发无伤的话呢，许许多多的人都来跟随他，来拜他。
And indeed, if he jumped and nothing happened to him, then he would receive all the worship of man.
那么我们魂里面呢有许许多的试探呢，我想这一个最主要的一个试探一个根源呢，就是我们里面的骄傲啊，我们里面的希望能够被人所认可。
And indeed, it speaks to the temptation of pride and how we want to be accepted by all those around us.
那么我们所在魂里面所受到试探也远远比不上主在那时候他所面对的那个试探来的厉害。
And so whatever temptation of the soul we encounter, that does not amount to the temptation that our Lord received.
那么在灵里头我们也是常常受到仇敌的试探。
And we also often receive the temptation of the spirit from the enemy.
想说，如果我们有一天我也被带到那个最高的山，然后呢，我想是仇敌不会再这么试探我们哈、啊，那么我们不配啊。但是在那么大的试探底下的话，我们灵里头也是站不住的。
Or indeed, if we were brought to the top and we saw the whole world, and it was offered to us, we would not be able to overcome that temptation.
那么在该撒比亚菲利比的那个境内的时候，这不是一个普通的门徒来跟主说：“主啊，这个、这是不可临到，这是万不可临到你身上啊。”
Or at Caesarea Philippi, this was not a normal disciple that said these words that you know forbid these things from happening to the Lord.
这是那个主耶稣他一个这个大弟子哈、啊，一个。刚刚受过那个父的启示的一个门徒，这样的来试探他，这个试探是非常大的。
And this was a faithful disciple who had just received a revelation from the Father about who the Lord, Son of God was, and so this was not a small temptation.
那么主呢，在这一切事上，他都胜过了。
Yet, throughout all these temptations, the Lord overcame them all.
我们今天的在如果我们真的是明白我们的主他所经历的这些事的话
，And so if we truly understood what the Lord went through，
那么我们就会知道我们所经历的没有一样我们的主没有经历过。
Then we will know that there is not one experience that we have or temptation that we face that the Lord did not face.
那么我们呢，就是可以随时的来到他面前呢，把一切的重担都带到主的面前。
And so we can always go before our Lord and lay down our burdens before Him.
其实对于主在地上受试探了、啊，有很多地方我们不明白的。
And so when it comes to the temptations that the Lord faced on earth, there are many things we do not understand.
当他要被那个带到旷野受试探的时候。
When he was going to be taken to the wilderness to be tempted.
马可福音的他说圣灵就催耶稣到旷野去受魔鬼的试探。
Mark says that the Spirit impelled him to go out into the wilderness.
那好像呢，在那个时候呢，主他不乐意去，啊，他有些犹豫，他不想去到旷野去试探，所以圣灵催逼他去。
So it gives us this impression that the Lord did not want to personally go into the wilderness, but the Spirit compelled him to do so.
那么从一个角度的话，我们也许可以稍微明白一些啊。
And so from this angle, we can perhaps understand a few things.
因为呢，在那个约旦河受浸起来的时候呢，那个天开了，父为他做见证。
Because when our Lord was baptized in Jordan, we know that when he came up from the water, the heaven was open, and there was a test of the Father testified.
他说：“这是我的爱子，我所喜悦的。”
The Father said, "You are my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased."
父在那里为他做见证的，过去30年的时间呢，他。是无瑕无疵的哈，那个完全讨父神的喜悦的。
And so there is this testifying of the Lord's pure and blameless life in the first 30 years on earth from the Father.
他不单是那个没有犯过罪的，他更是那位不知道什么是罪的。
And so the Lord did not commit sin, and he did not even know what sin was.
所以啊，当他不那个面对要到旷野去受试探的时候，他似乎有犹豫哈，他似乎不愿意去。
And so when the Lord, when it came to the wilderness, there almost was a sense that the Lord did not want to go to the wilderness.
这点呢，我们很那个不能够领会啊，因为呢，我们犯罪啊，固然是仇敌来试探我们。
And so this is difficult to wrap our heads around. We know that when we are tempted by the enemy.
那么在雅各书说呢，说我们受试探是因为我们被我们自己的私欲牵引诱惑的。
We know that it says that when we are tempted, it's actually our own desires being coming to the surface.
那我们天生这个就是一个罪，天性里面就是个罪人啊，所以呢，我们呢对这个罪的对这个试探呢，我们不是很陌生的。
Because our natural character is full of sin, so we are no strangers to sin and temptation.
但是我们的主呢，他是一个不知罪的啊，所以碰到那个在试探面前呢，他似乎有些犹豫啊。
But our Lord knew no sin, and so when it came to going to the wilderness, there seemed to be some hesitation.
那么在旷野的时候，他受试探的时候，那么这个试探是他。会不会跌倒呢？
And so, when it comes to the wilderness and this temptation, could our Lord stumble?
如果他不会的话，他绝对不会哈。我们说他绝对不会，那么这试探就没有意义了，对不对？
If we say that there was no chance for him to stumble, then there is no point to this test.
所以呢，就因着他。那个犹豫到旷野去呢，似乎呢这个试探在他的里头是非常的真实的。
And so, when we look at the hesitation of the Lord to go into the wilderness, we can see that there is some chance of stumbling.
那么在这一点的话呢，我们是真的是完全不清楚是怎么一回事情。
And so, we cannot fully comprehend the situation.
那么在我们信主的路程在当中呢，我们呢一面我们需要尽心竭力来竭力追求认识神。
And so on one hand, we ought to have this pursuit of the Lord and pursue after His things.
那么当我们还没有信主的时候，我们呢努力，我们是想要这个在追求，我们呢认识信仰，我们相信我们的神是根据我们现在相信是根据我们对神的认知啊。
And so before, as we were seeking the Lord, before we believed, we chose to place our faith in the Lord, because of what we came to understand.
我们呢用心考察，我们真是发觉这是宇宙有一位神，真心知道相信我们是一个罪人。
And we truly sought out the Lord, and we know that there is a God and that we are sinners.
那么我们的信呢是根据于我们的认知，我们不是迷信啊，不是那个什么都不知道我们就信。
And so our faith is based on what we understand and is not blind faith.
那么我们就经过我们理智的 追求我们相信我们明白我们相信我们那个走在这条属灵的道路上。
And so through this pursuit of understanding, we come to know what is reality, and we go and we to choose to follow after the Lord.
但是我们在走在这条路上的时候，你会发觉呢，越过呢越觉得我们不知道的远远比我们知道的来得多。
But as we continue on in this journey of faith, we will come to see that the things that we do not know far exceeds that what we do know.
一面呢，我们呢在竭力的追求认识主的话，我们一天比一天更多的认识主。
So on one hand, as we follow after the Lord and read His word, we grow in our knowledge of Him day by day.
那么，但是时间过去了以后，发觉呢，主还有好多好多事情我们不明白。
But after some time, we'll come to see that there are many things of the Lord that we seem to not yet understand.
那么在这些我们不明白的这些事情上，我们的态度应该是什么呢？
So when it comes to these things that we do not understand, what should our attitude be?
那一面呢，我们还是要竭力追求哈，有好多的事情不认识我们查参考书，我们呢听别人在讲道，我们在自己好好读经，我们一天比一天更多的认识。
So on one hand, we ought to pursue growing in this knowledge of Him, whether it's through reading the Word or listening to messages.
但是呢，我们也得认识一件事情哈。那么一定，因为我们的神是一个创造宇宙万物的神，一定有很多很多事情我们不知道、不明白的。
But we also have to come to realize that God is the God of creation, and that there are many things that we will not understand.
我们的最近我们中文组在读启示录啊，启示录大家有很多的不同的见解。
And so the Chinese group, we have been reading Revelation, and that there are many interpretations that have been offered in the groups.
那每次我们来读启示录的时候，我们才发觉又多认识一点，又多认识一点。
And so each time when we read Revelation, we say that we need to go deeper into this knowledge and know more.
但是发觉呢，不管我们读多少次，还是有很多地方我们不明白的。
But we'll come to see that no matter how many times we read Revelation, that there's still something that we do not seem to fully comprehend.
我想这是一个很正常的事情哈。那么一定有很多的事情，属灵的事情，我们还是不清楚的。
And so this is, I would say, a normal experience because there are many spiritual things that we do not seem yet to understand.
道成肉身本身呢，就是一个宇宙最大的一个奥秘。
Incarnation itself is a great mystery of the universe.
一个无穷大的神怎么能够把自己降卑到一个地步，成为一个有限的人呢？
How can an unlimited God take on flesh to become a limited man?
一个是生命的主呢，他怎么可能会受到这个仇敌的试探？
How can the Lord of life experience the temptation of the devil?
那么在试探当中的时候，他的经历是什么呢？
And so, but what is the experience of our Lord throughout these temptations?
可能有的时候我们就要学习说，跟主说，主啊，我真的是不明白。
So we often learn how to tell the Lord, Lord, we truly do not understand.
有些事情呢，我们呢需要知道的，我们要竭力去知道。
So some things that we ought to know, we need to put forth our effort to come to learn these things.
当我们面对一些我们不知道的事情的时候，
But when it comes to things that we do not know,
特别是我们主身上的经历的时候，
Especially when it comes to the experiences of our Lord,
那么这些不清楚啊，不知道呢，不会叫我们失去我们的信心。
These things that we do not understand, they ought not to cause us to lose faith.
那么这些事情呢，应该让我们呢更多的一面竭力追求认识他，一面呢我们在他面前俯伏，我们敬拜。
On one hand, we ought to pursue after him more greatly and humbly bow and worship.
我们真的不知道主他在地上受试探的时候到底是怎么样一件事情。
We truly do not know how the Lord experienced his temptation on this earth.
但是我们越多的思想呢，我们会发觉我们的主竟然为了我们这个卑贱的人，这个受造的人，他亲自成了人，他经历我们一切的试探，一切的软弱。
Yet we have to consider how our Lord humbled himself to become man and experienced all the temptations that man would face and also sympathizes with our weakness. And he was equal to God, yet he did not regard equality as something to be grasped. But emptied himself, taking on the form of bondservant,
man.
And for the purpose of dying on a cross to save us from our sin. And he also took on flesh to accomplish another thing. That is to experience all the weaknesses that man experiences. Or he wants to personally know man's experiences and all that we go through. And so he himself has been tempted in all things as we are, yet without sin. And so I remember in the beginning when I read this verse, it was very difficult for me to understand because I said, of course, he knew no sin, so how can he sin? Yet our Lord has been tempted in all of these things, yet without sin, to experience of what we go through. And so when we pray often and it seems that the Lord has not answered our prayer, and then when we start to feel that and ask the Lord, Lord, do you truly understand what I'm going through? And we will say, Lord, if you truly know what we are going through, you must know that I cannot deal with it any longer. But if we truly understood what the Lord went through on earth, then we will receive this comfort and this assurance. That even though I may not understand why it has been so long and the Lord has not dealt with my issue, then we must indeed humbly bow and have our spiritual eyes be open to see that, Lord, you truly can sympathize with our weakness. You
have been tempted in all as we are.
Our Lord is not someone who just sits in a high and lofty place giving commands, but he himself has personally experienced what we have experienced. And so it says, therefore, let us draw near with confidence to the throne of grace that we may, so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help in time of need. And it is indeed with confidence, because even though we may not understand how long it will take, but we know that our Lord himself has gone through it. And the Lord is the God of creation, yet he has experienced all the temptations that we have, and he sympathizes with our weaknesses. And so how great is this encouragement and this comfort to us?
And 非常大的意义，有的时候我们知道，有的时候真的是不明白。
And we know that everything that the Lord does has great meaning, and sometimes we understand and sometimes we don't.
特别是在科西玛尼园的时候。
Especially when it came to being in Gethsemane.
这第七节他说呢，基督在肉身的时候呢，大声哀哭，流泪祷告，恳求那救能救他免死的主。
And we know in chapter 5, verse 7, it says, In the days of his flesh, he offered up both prayers and supplications with loud crying and tears to the one able to save him from death.
在克西马利园，他三次祷告父说，父，若是可行，你把这杯挪去，但是不要照我的意思，只照你的意思。
We know that three times he prayed in the Garden of Gethsemane, saying, Father, if it is possible, let this cup pass from me, yet not as I will, but as you will.
他说就是因着他的虔诚，荣耀应允。
And it says that the Lord was heard because of his piety.
父应允他不是叫他不要上十字架，父的应允对他的祷告是要叫他三天从死里复活。
And the Father heard him, but not in a sense where the Lord does not have to go on a cross, but rather that after 3 days he would be raised up.
他说他虽然为儿子，还是因所受的苦难学到顺从。
And it says that although he was a son, he learned obedience from the things which he suffered.
我们的主在肉身的时候，他因着苦难，他学了顺从。
Our Lord, when he was in his flesh, he learned obedience from the things which he has suffered.
他在肉身当中学习顺从。
So he learned obedience in his flesh.
那么他得以完全，就是成为凡是顺从他的人，成了永远得救的根源。
And having been made perfect, he became to all those who obey him the source of eternal salvation.
那么主在地上所经历的事情，没有比在科西玛里面他所经历的事情更让我们不明白的。
And the Lord did not experience anything, in Gethsemane that goes beyond what we can understand.
固然当在那里，他当想到十字架上面他所受的苦的时候，他发觉他承受不了。
For when he considered the suffering he was going to endure on the cross, the Lord recognized that this is something that he could not do.
这诗篇二十二篇呢，那个大卫受圣灵的感动啊，他发出了主在十字架上面所经历的苦难。
And so in Psalm 22, the psalmist received revelation of what the Lord will be going through.
一面呢，他受父神的这个离弃。
He was forsaken by the Father.
我的神，我的神，为什么离弃我？为什么远离不救我？不听我哀哼的言语。
He says, "My God, my God, why have you forsaken me? Far from my deliverance are the words of my groaning."
我的神呢？我白日呼求你不应允，夜间呼求并不住声啊。
Verse 2, "Oh my God, I cry by day, but you do not answer, and by night, but I have no rest."
在十字架上面，我们的主说：“我的神，我的神，你为什么离弃我？”
And on the cross, our Lord cried out with a loud voice, "My God, my God, why have you forsaken me?"
因为这从创世以来呀，在永古以来，这就从来没有跟父跟那隔那个分开的那个儿神的儿子呢，在那里呀，父掩面不看他。
For since eternity past, has the Son never been separated by the Father? Now the Father turns his face away from him.
没有任何一个苦啊，要比这件苦对我们的主来讲是更大的了。
And there's no greater suffering than this to our Lord.
同时呢，他受人的讥笑。
And he was also mocked by man.
他说我是虫，不是人，被众人羞辱，被百姓藐视，凡看见我的都嗤笑我，他们撇嘴摇头说，他把自己交托耶和华，耶和华可以救他吧。
It says, all who see me sneer at me, they separate with the lip, they wag the head, saying, commit yourself to the Lord, let him deliver him, let him rescue him, because he delights in him.
在十字架上的时候，不但那个世人在那里嘲笑他，那些长老、祭司长、文士也嘲笑他，说你若是神的儿子，你就可以下来。
And we know that not only was he mocked by the people, but even the chief priests were saying that, if you are the son of God, come down from the cross.
在十字架上面，他受尽了人一切的羞辱。
And indeed, he received all the shame in the world of man.
在十字架上面，他更是受到仇敌多方的攻击。
And we know that also on the cross he received the attacks of the enemy from all sides.
他说有许多公牛围绕我，巴山大力的公牛四面困住我，他们向我张口，好像抓嘶吼叫的狮子。
It says, many bulls have surrounded me, strong bulls of Bashan have encircled me, they open wide their mouth at me as a ravening and roaring lion.
我如水被倒出来，我的骨头都脱了节，我心在我里面如蜡融化。
I am poured out like water, and all my bones are out of joint. My heart is like wax, it is melted within me.
那么在福音书上面呢，我们没有看见仇敌的工作。
And so, in the gospel books, we do not see the attack of the enemy explicitly.
但是整个事情的后面呢，都是那个仇敌啊，张牙舞爪啊，他在恐吓，他要就逼迫我们的主。
But behind the scenes, we know that the enemy is like a ravening and roaring lion attacking and oppressing our Lord.
面对这么大的那个苦难呢，主在那里祷告求父说，如果可能，请把这个杯挪去。
And so in consideration of this, the Lord asked our Father, that if it is possible, let this cup pass from me.
借着这个祷告，我们真的是能够明白哈，那个是明白一点点哈，那主在十字架上面所要这经历的苦难。
And so through this phrase, we can see the depths of suffering that the Lord had to go through on the cross.
但是还说呢，还是有许多的事情我们不明白。
And so there are many other things that we do not understand.
他来就是为了要把我们从罪里头真的救出来。
But he came to rescue us out of sin.
十字架是他在创世以前就已经定规的旨意。
The cross has already been established in his will before the foundation of the world.
他为什么还那样子祷告呢？
Yet why did he still pray this phrase?
然后他说他的前程蒙了应允，他从死里复活，死里复活也是神早就那个预定的计划，对不对？
And was not the resurrection from the dead something that was already going to come to pass as part of the will of the Father?
主耶稣基督他被我们为我们的罪舍己哈，他那个把他被交给人，是为我们的过分，他复活是为我们称义。
Our Lord was delivered over because of our wrongdoings and was raised because of our justification.
如果主耶稣基督他不从死里复活的话呢，我们还在罪中的。
For if Christ has not been raised, we would still be in our sin.
那么他必须要从死里复活，以大能证明他是神的儿子。
So he must be raised up with power, proving that he is the Son of God.
那么这里为什么他说呢？因着他虔诚呢，蒙了应允啊，他这样祷告，父答应了他的祷告，才到从死里复活呢。
Yet why does it say that he was heard because of his piety?
那么他这更说他是因受苦难学到顺从。
And it also says that he learned obedience from the things which he has suffered.
那么主在这世上他是完全顺服父的。
We know that the Lord on the earth, he completely obeyed the Father.
没有一个时刻他不顺从父的旨意的。
There was not one moment where he was not obedient.
他但是为什么还需要借着苦难学习呢？
Yet why did he need to learn obedience from the things which he suffered?
那么底下他说呢，他说你们他既得以完全，就为凡顺从他的人成了永远得救的根源。
It says, and having been made perfect, he became to all those who obey him the source of eternal salvation.
确实主在客西马尼园他所经历的，在十字架上所经历的很多的事情我们不明白。
Indeed, what the Lord experienced in Gethsemane and on the cross, there are many things that we do not understand.
但是他这里说呢，他经历这些事情是为了我们的缘故。
But here it says that he suffered these things for our sake.
他说呢，凡顺从他的人成为永远得救的根源。
He says he became to all those who obey him the source of eternal salvation.
在那个彼得书信他说呢，耶稣基督呢，他受了苦呢，是为了叫我们跟随他的脚中心。
And in First Peter it says that that Christ suffered for us, leaving us an example so that we will follow in his steps.
那么他经历这些许多的事情。 是要我们跟随他的脚踪行。
So he experienced all these things so that we would follow in his steps.
主所经历的，我们也得经历。
What the Lord experienced, we also ought to experience.
如果我们的主都需要借着苦难学到顺从。
If our Lord learned obedience from the things which he suffered.
是不是有许多的苦难临到我们？许多难处临到我们，也是要我们学习顺服的功课呢。
When we encounter many sufferings and many difficulties, is it not so that we can also learn the lesson of obedience?
在加拉太书呢，他说，基督为了我们的过犯呢，那个为了我们的罪舍己。
We know that in Galatians it says that Christ gave up himself for us.
要救我们这脱离这位是罪恶的时代。
So that we may be saved from this evil world.
他说他为了我们的罪舍掉他的自己。
And for our sin, he gave up himself.
我们主在地上所经历的一件事情。
And so what we have experienced on this earth?
就是他舍掉他的自己。
He gave himself for our sins.
他说父啊。若是可行，能把这个背出去，但是不要照我的意思，要照你的意思。
He says, Father, if it is possible, let this cup pass from me, yet not as I will, but as you will.
那么他在肉身上所经历的苦难是远远远远我们这超过我们所能够想象的。
And so what he has experienced in his body far exceeds what we have experienced.
那么在肉身当中的话呢，如果可能，到时候他。肉身里面的意思，他是如果可能，把这个背出去。
So it says that when it comes to his flesh, it says this body says, "Let this cup pass from me if it is possible."
但是不要照我的意思，照你的意思。
Yet not as I will, but as you will.
他那里让我们让我们看见的一件事情，就是借着这个苦难，他舍了他的自己。
So we see that through this suffering.That Christ died to himself.
他要我们也跟随他的脚踪行。
And he wants us to follow in his steps.
我们说要进入那个主的安息，我们不但是要有信心，我们要顺从。
So, and when it comes to entering to this rest, not only do we need faith and obedience.
我们呢还要这个歇了自己的功。
We also need to cease from our own works.
把我们自己的功放下来。
We need to put down our works.
把我们自己的想法放下来。
We need to put down our thoughts.
那么把我们自己所愿意的把放下来。
And put down whatever it is that we desire.
多少时候我们没有办法进入安息。
Oftentimes we cannot enter into this rest.
是因为我们的意见我们的主意太多了。
Because we have so many thoughts.
那么就着我们天然人来说的话，我们有很多很多的想法，我们觉得自己应该是这么做，应该是那么做。
And when it comes to our natural man, we have so many ways of thinking that we ought to do this and that way.
甚至我们可以问主说，主啊，是的，这件事真的要这么做吗？
To the point where we may ask Lord,Is it that I have to do this in such a way?
就我看来的话，可能这样做会更好。
Because according to me, I think this other way may be better.
我们放不下自己。
We cannot put ourselves down.
因此呢，我们就没办法进入他的安息。
And so we cannot enter into this rest.
他说呢，他为我们，他为我们的罪舍己，要救我们脱离这那个罪恶的时代。
Well, the Bible says Christ gave himself for our sins so that he might rescue us from this present evil age.
主在地上所经历的，特别是在客西马尼园所经历的，真的是远远超过我们所能够认识、所能明白的。
What the Lord experienced at Gethsemane far exceeds what we can ever experience or comprehend.
那么在这些事情我们越多的思想的时候呢，我们里面呢越俯伏，我们敬拜，我们赞美。
But as we consider this to a deeper degree, we can only be more humbled in worship. Because our Lord experienced all these things not for himself, but he experienced these things for us. So he could sympathize with us. And he hasn't been made perfect so that we can also follow in his steps. So he experienced all these things so that we can also experience it. So that he could be the source of our eternal salvation. We often say the salvation of the soul.
确实呢，我们这个天然人呢，真的是，需要常常需要经历主的拯救。
And our natural man needs to receive the salvation of the Lord.
但是我们呢，要我们的肉身呢，我们的魂经历拯救的话，那么跟随主的脚中心。
But for our body and for our soul to be redeemed, we need to follow after the Lord's steps.
我们的主他是那个升入高天尊荣的大祭司。
For he is the great high priest who has ascended to heaven.
他经历过我们一切所经历的。
He has experienced all that we have experienced.
所以我们就便当持定所承认的道。
So we need to hold fast our confession.
因为知道我们的主他能够体恤我们。
For we know that our Lord can sympathize with us.
一切的软弱，我们一切的苦楚，他都晓得。
All of our weaknesses and suffering, He knows.
叫我们能够常常学跟着我们的主走。
So that we can often learn how to follow in His steps.
好，叫我们能够在主里头能够进入他的安息。
So that in Christ we may enter into His rest.
知道他。 他为神的儿子治理神的家,
and knowing that he is God's son in control of God's house.
我们把可夸的盼望和胆量坚持到底便是他的家。
And so with great unwavering hope, we continue to press forward until we are in his house.
愿主怜悯我们。
So may the Lord have mercy on us.
那些祷告,
have a word of prayer.
父，我们感谢赞美你。
Father, we thank you and praise you.
因为你差遣你的儿子耶稣基督道成了肉身来到这世间中。
For you sent your son to take on flesh and come to this world.
不但是他舍身赎了我们的所犯的一切的过犯。
For not only has he forgiven all of our iniquities.
他也凡事受过试探与我们一样。
But he was also tempted in all things as we were. So that now we can draw confidence to the throne of grace. Father, we thank you and praise you. Open up the eyes of our heart to truly see how great and majestic our great high priest is.
他能够搭救一切在苦难当中的人。
That he can indeed uphold the suffering of all those in suffering.
叫我们因为常常能够依靠我们的主，借着主来到施恩的宝座前。
So teach us to rely on our Lord and to draw near to the throne of grace.
叫我们能够得连续蒙恩惠，能够做应许的帮助。
So that we may find, receive mercy and find grace to help in times of need. We pray this in our Lord's name.
Amen.